Hey, welcome to another episode of Transformed and Renewed. Listen, if this is your first time joining us, make sure you hit that like and subscribe button. And that way you can stay up to date with the latest content that we have. And if you are returning, welcome family. How are you doing? Let's get into it. So tonight we're going to be discussing some natural alternatives to prescription drugs. And last week we did talk a bit about prescription drugs. Do they have a negative effect on our health? And so we dived into that. We really did explore that some prescription drugs do have negative effects. And I won't say most because I'm not really sure how each person's experience with prescription drugs are, but based on some statistics, we can see that some people tend to take drugs throughout their lifetimes, and some may take for a short term, but a lot of times when people take those drugs for most of their lives, they are unconsciously not aware that the drugs have caused some other issues in their bodies. And so now what started out as taking one drug ends up into taking three drugs or even five drugs. And that's just not a good way to live. And so when we really think about it, when it comes down to prescription drugs, what is actually in it? Has that ever been a thought that came across your mind? Because at least for me, whenever I had a procedure or surgery, I just had to take the drug and I really didn't want to. I'm gonna tell you straight up, I did not want to take it, okay? Just wanted to throw it out the window in the trash, but I know someone, you know, on the street would have picked it up. So I did the proper thing, which was recycled it after I used it. But one thing I will say is that in my experience with prescription drugs, of course, on the side, when you do pick up your prescription or your medication, you have the fact sheet, and this pretty much tells you the chemical name for the drug, and it gives you basically a description of the drug, any side effects, and sometimes the pharmacist will ask you a question about, do you have any questions? And typically, most people may or may not have any questions, but one thing I found is that when it comes down to prescription medication, a percentage, I want to say it's about 30, it may be even less, of the drugs that are sold on the market are plant-based. So what about the other 70 or 80% of the drugs that's on the market? What do they have? Well, you may not be surprised, or you could be surprised, but some of the drugs on the market, a good number, are synthetics, okay? And so whenever you have ever heard the term natural substances in drugs, a lot of times the word natural can mean something that's simple. And again, you may find it slightly obnoxious, but it's not too far-fetched. But natural could mean the tread of a tire that was grounded down and it was presented at an acceptable level by the FDA. And a lot of times what can also occur in foods, and not to get off topic, but in a lot of packaged foods, you will see this, a lot of different chemicals, different flavors, artificial, natural flavors. And the word natural, again, can mean something that occurs in the environment. So this is not even talking about anything plant-based. This could be, again, a tread from a tire. This could be concrete. This could even be, you know, plastic from a water bottle, or just plastics that were recycled and put into your drugs. So it's any number of things when it comes to synthetics. And so one of the questions that I do want to ask you is, have you ever considered an alternative, natural alternatives to prescription medication? Because hope that you're not dealing with any type of disease, or if you do have a family member that's dealing with a certain type of disease, or just any type of ailment or illness, it could be something internally that they are trying to treat with prescription drugs, but have they ever considered some natural alternatives? And what I mean by alternatives are herbal medicines, plant-based medicines. And this could also mean foods that can actually serve as medicine. So one thing that I did want to do is just kind of dive into some articles And I know it's going to be really quick, so I'm going to try to make sure that we can look at this from a high level. And one of my goals is as we go through articles is that way we can kind of build up some rapport in terms of what we gain from the articles. And that way, if you're not familiar with research articles, you can at least have an understanding if you ever had to look at articles. And typically, I just have a certain, I guess, workflow in terms of how I scan articles and things that I look for to really understand the efficiency and the proficiency of the article. So I'm sharing my screen and we're going to look at some interesting articles that talk about different plant-based or herbal medicines that have also provided some good benefits, especially with some clinical trials. So we are going to dive right into this. So let's do that. All right. So, my goodness. All right. So we're at the top, and this is basically an article about the plant-derived natural medicines, basically to treat osteoporosis. Okay. And so this was a clinical trial. So usually I like to go through the background. So this pretty much tells us about osteoporosis being a skeletal disease defined by low bone mineral density. Okay. And so we kind of go through some of the methods, which tells us where this was conducted. I want to say, yeah. And then also we look at the results, which kind of give us a summary of some of the methods that were included in the results and what came from the results. And so right off the bat, we can see when we ask the question, do natural medicines have any type of beneficial impacts on treating certain diseases? We look at this line here. Let me highlight this for you just to point it out. It says, the investigator herbal medicines demonstrated their promising results in osteoporosis via bone metabolism, balancing osteoblasts, osteoclasts, anti-inflammatory, etc. Okay. So we kind of go back up here. Some of these, I think this is asparagus just from the root word, but some of these other ones are phytochemicals. So these are, could be the compounds contained in a lot of the plant-based foods or some of the herbs that were used in this particular clinical trial. And so here did want to show, let's see if I can make this bigger. So let's see. Yeah, that is fuzzy. All right, let me see if I can reshare that. All right, so here we go. There we go. That's still blurry. All right, anyway, so I know this is blurry, but this essentially would be the plants, okay, or the compound. So not sure why it's so blurry, because earlier I was able to pull this up. But anyway, this kind of shows us plants in the compounds. And so it's broken up into three sections. And so the next section where we see the arrows, slightly blurry, but it shows anti-inflammatory, antioxidant, estrogen-like activity. And then the next one kind of shows the results. You know, no adverse effects is pretty much what this last bullet point shows. So let's switch back over so I don't cause your eyes to strain. So as we kind of scroll down on this one, gives us the introduction. Don't want to go through it because it is pretty lengthy, but this gives us some information just as an example. So when we think about osteoporosis, it's something that a lot of people deal with, at least in the States. And again, this is also defined by decrease in bone mineral density. So not getting enough minerals in one's diet can cause the onset of osteoporosis. A lot of times it can start early, but with, you know, depending on different individuals, it can come about in your late 30s, 40s, 50s and you start to notice that climbing up the stairs, your knees just give out, or just, you know, trying to do different tasks, you start to experience a lot of joint issues. And so this could be the case where you have low bone mineral density. And so you also will know this by, we hear people falling or having hip fractures, you know, where just one move and there's a fracture. Okay. And so this could be the onset of osteoporosis. And so, you know, here again, this data shows us, and we can also double check this using the references, but it kind of shows us that about 16% of women in the States have osteoporosis than men. So about 5%. So that's basically three times the amount. Okay. So when we really think about that, that is a huge, that is a significant increase between women and men in terms of osteoporosis. And so let's kind of go down and look at some of the rest of this. So we kind of see here that calcium and vitamin D supplements are helpful and necessary, especially for those who are older and at a risk of D deficiency. So again, a lot of this data helps us to understand, okay, this is what we are trying to address, osteoporosis. And this is some of the other data that shows us calcium and vitamin D are helpful. So as we continue to go down, and like I said, this is a lengthy one, but we can kind of see that there were several different plants used. So let me see if I can identify some of these by the scientific name. Let's see. Let's see what we got. So I think one of these that I saw earlier was a soy. Yep. So it had a soy. So we do know that soy was in one of these. And then black cohosh. So so I want to say that black cohosh, and not sure you can get this, but show that it had positive effects on hot flashes and osteoporosis in a rat model. So again, this is from, you know, one of the samples known as black cohosh. And then again, we have Allium sepa, which is onion. And so onion just off the back has been known to have a lot of health issues. And so here we can see that, onions due to compounds including rutin, phytoestrogens such as comestrol, and some other ones, vitamin K and vitamin C, through maintaining calcium, bone, stimulating the secretion of IL-3, and protects bones. Okay, so that is pretty much the summation. So we can get onions, protex bones. And I wasn't even trying to make that up. It just happened like that. So again, like we see here, onions and then protex bone. And of course, everything in between is definitely important. But like I said, I feel like that was probably there by design. So we can take that. Onions protect bones. And so again, a lot of these are just different foods. Let's see what we have here. This is a cornelian cherry. Has some good effects for the bone density. What else do we have? Trying to see another one that we have that we can identify. So it may be some other one, but I don't want to take up too much time. I think this one is an olive leaf that can increase in tibia and femur. So know that that is another benefit of bone density. So again, this is an extensive article, has a lot of information. And usually what I do is whenever I come across some of the information, I just highlight it. But again, you know, once we go through some of these results, we get down here to the conclusion where it pretty much says like, hey, a lot of these herbs or foods that were used in the clinical trials did show some significant impacts when it comes to dealing with osteoporosis. And so this is also just some good information. And like I said, this was another article, very similar in terms of natural products that can deal with ulcerative colitis. And so as you can see here, these are the links. So if you ever want to go there, you can check out these links. Get off. And then let's see, go over there. Yeah. And so we check out these links, check them out. There are some good resources, but I did want to give some bonus ones because, again, we do know that when it comes to medicinal plants or just plants in general, they do have a lot of nutrition as well as benefits that may not be seen on the label or even when it comes down to just picking up, whether it's a pineapple and someone saying, what does this pineapple contain? It contains a lot of nutrients and additional benefits. So a lot of minerals and vitamins that may not be seen again on the pineapple because a lot of produce just does not have the nutrition label on it. Unless you get something that comes in a package bag that may have it listed on the label. But when we think about it, there are also some other alternatives, again, when it comes to prescription medication. And one thing I will share is that you want to think about your fitness. So, you know, like we discussed, there are different foods and different herbs and spices that contain plenty of compounds. For example, turmeric containing the compound curcumin, which can help to address anti-cancer cells in the body. And so this basically attacks any cells that have been, cancer cells that have been proliferating in the body that may have shown to metastasize fairly quickly. And so taking this particular compound in your body or consuming it can help to deal with that, especially if you are taking the spice turmeric often. So if you're including it in a lot of your meals, which I do, so I just usually sprinkle a lot of spices and herbs in my meals. Right now it's at a point to where I don't even try to think about, did I add it on this day or this day? I just add it usually every day or typically at every meal, and I just add like a dose. But usually what I'm doing, I am basically making sure that I'm incorporating a lot of these herbs and spices because I understand the benefits that they carry and what they can do. So taking them in small doses, it's kind of like fitness. Like as we continue to work out, we start building some muscles. And so as we incorporate these herbs and spices into our diet and these different foods with the different compounds and effects, then we are basically strengthening our organs and our gut microbiome to deal with different types of bacteria that may be harmful or otherwise damaging if we didn't take them in the first place or prior. So these are just things to keep in mind. But when it comes down to fitness, we also want to incorporate that. How often are we moving? Are we exercising routinely? Because a lot of exercising can create some blood flow. So even when you are taking those plant-based products, you know, or just produce, herbs, spices in your diet, it is also good that your body is in a state where it has been moving a lot, where your blood is flowing very well, and that you don't have any issues with, you know, oxygen pumping through your body or blood flowing through your body. So these are just some small things to keep in mind, as well as lifestyle. Like, how are you thinking? How are you sleeping? You know, the air quality that you're breathing, are you taking breaks to, you know, really just be away from the technology and just taking some time to just spend in the Bible, just reading the Word of God, or, you know, just even observing nature, what God has created. And sometimes this can also help whip some of the issues that you may experience on the inside, okay? Or just even when it comes to fractures. So again, a lot of these methods or just techniques can be combined. So when we combine the natural medicine with the fitness, and we combine that with our lifestyle or mental health techniques, as well as we combine that with scripture, which is to me at the forefront, then we can really do some damage against a lot of these diseases that may come up. And I'm not saying that the diseases are just oblivious or that they are, you know, non-existent, because, you know, at the end of the day, we may all deal with disease at some point or time, because we all have to die at some point. But we don't have to cause ourselves to be in pain any earlier than our time is called. And so this helps us to really live as full of a life as we can. But again, that we are really doing our part to make sure that we are taking care of ourselves. And so, again, if you are an individual who have been taking prescription drugs or medication, you know, and you may say that, yeah, I would like to try some of these plant-based products or try to explore some of these, then I would say it is good that you consult with your primary care physician, because I do know that some of the plants, especially herbs and spices that you may take, can have some adverse effects if you are already taking a prescription drug, because a lot of times it can interact with a particular compound in that drug and your condition may start to worsen before it gets better. So it's important that you discuss that with your primary care physician before you jump into starting, you know, taking doses of cinnamon or even another type of plant to treat or even cure any type of health issue that you're dealing with. So again, with that, hope that you enjoyed this content. Hope it wasn't too much, but hope that it was enough to get you to thinking about, you know what, I really do want to explore some herbal options. And like I said, in the background, we got the herbs, we got the spices. And so a lot of these I pretty much carry and I usually try to stay stocked up on. And some of these you can actually plant. So you can go to your local farmer's market. They'll likely have some of these plants, which you can take and you can basically make your own garden. And you can pretty much start to do a lot of experimentation with some of these plants, making different types of lotions, different types of oils, different types of pills. So you can, they make the pills where you can basically buy the capsules and you can fill those capsules with the vitamins or herbs or spices, whatever you need that you feel like you are low on in terms of vitamins and minerals. You can basically make your own multivitamin supplement or your own supplement, and you are the person who knows exactly what's going into it versus you buying something off of the shelf and you're not really sure if it's quality insured or if it's, you know, fair trade, if it really has proper credentials. You just don't know. And so with this, this kind of helps you to be in charge of what you're putting into your supplement. So with this, hope that you enjoyed it. Till next time, make sure before we log off, make sure you follow us. Make sure you like and subscribe. If you haven't already done it, make sure you do that. And once you do that, then you're able to stay up to date with the latest content that we have. So until next time, I hope that you enjoy this content and I will talk with you later.